This is a University of Birmingham podcast.
This is Mark Hughes, one of the nursing lecturers, and I have with me Lindsay, who's one of the Bachelor of Nursing third year students, who did her elective this year. So Lindsay, do you want to tell me a little bit about where you went for your elective and why you chose it?
Yep, I went to London and I chose a sexual health clinic. I picked London because I couldn't go abroad. I had lots of family weddings and things like that. So I decided to stay in the UK.
Okay.
And London, biggest city in the UK. I love going there. So I was like, brilliant, I'll do an elective there. And sexual health is something that the university doesn't offer as part of our degree. So
right.
Our placements, we don't get to do in sexual health. And it's something that's definitely interesting. So I'm glad I picked that field.
So I had good experiences.
Yeah.
So just tell the listeners a little bit about the experience that you gained from the placement.
Basically, I got to spend time at two different clinics. So one was at the Royal London Hospital, called the Ambrose King, and the other one was at St Bart's Hospital, which was just their little sexual health clinic there.
Right.
2 weeks at each, completely different.
Why were they different?
The Ambrose King at the Royal London, it's in Whitechapel. So the kind of people that you get around that area are completely different to the centre of London.
Okay.
So the people coming in are very predominantly a lot more males coming to the clinics than females.
Is it clear why that is?
I honestly don't know. Yeah. It just seems to be the male floor was always really, really busy.
Yeah.
And although the women's floor was busy, it wasn't as busy as the male clinic, which just seemed to go, you get so many people coming in all the time.
Mm.
Probably because they're not all practicing good sexual health. So that's why they're in there a lot. And a lot of people continuously coming back with the same problems or new problems, different problems.
Okay.
Whereas at Bart's, it was very much the worried well, they called them. So lots of like business people coming in and saying, oh, you know, this happened at the weekend, I'm a bit worried, and there's nothing wrong with them.
Mm.
So completely different. So such a different contrast.
So a whole range of client groups.
So, but it was really interesting to see how both the clinics worked. Sort of one, the Bart's clinic was very much nurse-led, whereas the Ambrose King clinic was very much consultant and doctor-led.
Right.
So yeah, that was the difference in them.
Yeah. So what were the main difficulties in arranging your elective placement?
I was really lucky. I didn't have too much of a problem. I initially wrote to five different hospitals and clinics asking if I could spend time with them. I followed this up 2 weeks later with phone calls with a lot of, oh, I don't know, and no, we don't take elective students. Fair enough, if they don't, they don't. Mm. And it took me about 2 months to finally get hold of this one lady who was in charge of the placements for students around London.
So you had quite a few barriers in
loads of people saying, oh, speak to this person. I'd phone them, they'd say, oh, no, speak to this person. Oh, email this person. So constantly just to-ing and fro-ing.
So it was really annoying. The reason I'm asking you this is because for any students that might listen to this, that's, I suppose, emphasises the point that they do have to persist.
Yes, persistence is definitely the key. The more you phone them, the more they give in. I think, because you're constantly on the phone going, please, can I come to you? And they're like, okay, then. I finally actually got my placement by sending a very long email telling the practice placement manager exactly why they should have me and why I wanted to go there and what I would gain out of it. And she was like, yeah, you can come.
That's good. Great. How did you raise the money for your elective, if you don't mind asking?
I was really lucky. I got awarded the Frieda Ashmore Award.
Great.
That was really good. Although in London, although it was only £200, it definitely helped, but it didn't go that far.
Did you stay when you...
With my friend who lives in Potter's Bar in London, and then I just travelled in on the train every day.
And was that far long to...
It was about an hour and a half maybe to travel.
Right.
But it wasn't too bad.
So do you feel that the experience in the sexual health clinics has changed you? And if so, how?
Definitely. You learn to become more sort of non-judgmental towards patients,
yes.
because they're telling you very sensitive things,
very
and
personal,
you know, very personal
things,
yeah. And you don't judge anyone. They do what they want in their life, and you just think, well, you know, and you're there to help them.
Yes.
So it does make you think a lot more about, it doesn't matter what they've done in the past or now, you just treat them for what's wrong with them now.
So in short, do you think that it's been a valuable experience for
you? Yes, I think the elective's such a good experience to, even if you stay in the UK, to experience a different area of nursing that possibly the university doesn't offer.
You might not have otherwise have done,
It's really good.
And has it enhanced the Bachelor of Nursing course for you?
I mean, the skills I learned were amazing, because I didn't just learn skills with regards to sexual health, but definitely other skills that I can take out onto placement.
So, I mean, I would imagine things like communication, interpersonal skills.
Yeah, definitely communication.
Knowing how to broach quite sensitive
issues. It does. It helps you to talk about more sensitive issues in a in a much more professional way.
And so with that particular experience, would you recommend that to other...
Yeah, I think sexual health, it's such an interesting field to go into, and you learn so much that you don't actually realise you will learn. So I would, I would say everyone should do it. It's definitely worth going.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. Lindsay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to a University of Birmingham podcast.